You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Who's something's wrong.
Hottest thing inside your pop-up tent. Trail Mix 103.1.
watching me.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield to tell us a little bit about the Common Sense event with big savings, right, Pete?
Absolutely. There's no better time right now. We got our Common Sense tax extravaganza. A lot of cents you're going to be saving off these cars right now. They're marked down to sell. We have all makes and models. When we say all makes and models, we have Fords, Chevys. We have a beautiful selection. We have almost 70 vehicles here on the lot looking for a home at great prices. We have this Common Sense tax extravaganza event. A lot of cents off these vehicles that you're going to save here today.
Hurry in, though, folks, because the Common Sense event only runs through the end of February.
Take advantage of these discounts. They're not going to last long. You got until the end of the month. Many, many discounts. Check out your Northwood shopper. Make sure you bring that coupon and make those savings.
That's at Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, and at wheelwayautos.com. Give them a call at 762-2467.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, CarMex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some flurries or maybe a snow shower this evening, mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 5 to 10 below. Mostly sunny and staying cold Thursday, high 5 above. Then snow showers with a couple inches of accumulation possible Friday, high near 20. Currently, it's 6.
Seem to care what your heart is for. Well, Trail Mix 103.1.
She's
is Trail Mix 103.1.
Stacy, can't you see? you come and go. Loving will be the only colors of light, my dream. Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green. Come, 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 chameleon. You come and go. You come and go. Loving will be the only colors of light, my dream. Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green. Come, 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 chameleon.
Like a long walk through the woods on a sunny day. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
No matter.
103.1 FM.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Rob Dees, the Madison artist and educator, adds his own twist to Black History Month.
For me, it's always a responsibility to be Black History every day. I appreciate the month, and I'm going to celebrate it to the fullest, but it's also an importance that to be Black History every day.
Rob lives what he says, too. One example, mentoring troubled kids who embrace their own stories and share through the power of hip-hop music.
Trying to get kids to really understand their story is important, their struggle is important. I've often heard the word inspiration associated with what I do, but like my biggest hope of inspiration is to inspire others. And I feel like these babies are the future, so we gotta inspire them.
Rob is lifting up the next generation while still honoring the past. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some flurries or maybe a snow shower this evening. Mostly cloudy tonight. A low of 5 to 10 below. Mostly sunny and staying cold Thursday. High 5 above. Then snow showers with a couple inches of accumulation possible Friday. High near 20. Currently it's 6.
feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't.
Drum. riding a bike. John on me, murder me, chat on when me chat on the mic. Jody saw this, we keep them rocking till a broad daylight. I hear come this escape club to rock it, so I say.
Trail Mix 103.1.
Bottom roof, and the horses never choose, even if you try, yeah. You're banging your head again, 'cause somebody won't let you in.